to make sure you don't lose out on the quick sales opportunities.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. We are just calling Mick back. If Mick has a chance to talk, or
bear with me here. Let me see if I can grab him for you, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Have you checked out our You, Me, We program?
Hello, this is Mick. How can I help you?
Hey, Mick, it's Lori.
Hey,
Lori. Addison.
I know where you're from.
Well, I don't know. You could have a lot of Loris.
I don't. You are my only Lori.
Okay. Oh, yay. What's going on?
I wanted to let you and Abby know that tomorrow is going to be my last day at RDI.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Okay, hang on one second. I got to put you on speaker.
I thought so.
Okay, go ahead, Mick.
All right. I'm announcing my retirement from RDI.
No. Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow. What? Right, Mick? Tomorrow?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, I'm not doing a victory lap for the rest of the year. I got a new job. I'm not retiring. I'm just moving on. The good news is when you go to IJO, you'll see me there.
Cause
I'm taking a position with IJO.
IJO? Good for you.
Wow, good for
you.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so. So
And what will your title be with IJL?
You know what's so funny is so many people have asked me that, and I have one. I really don't know what it is. I don't care about titles. So which is typically followed up by the next question is, my job is kind of going to be multifaceted. The very first and priority will be working with Penny and getting membership back in alignment. So,
yeah.
I'm
fairly new, obviously, to coming to the convention, but I've heard that's, kind of a needed thing for IJO.
Yeah. So the way I look at it is the job's going to take three phases. One is getting membership back up and running because Penny's doing the best job she can, but when people aren't renewing, when she gets 20 new jewelers but 15 of them are retiring out, it just it doesn't look like it's growing, and if she had an extra set of hands, I think that's going to help. Number two is over 20 years, the place has kind of got stagnant. We need new types of seminars. We need to kind of think outside the box and grow the organization and be a little bit more proactive.
100%, yeah.
And then lastly, and this is where I think that I'm going to find my niche, or at least I'm hoping, is it's shocking to me. I recognize that it's an organization for people to, whether it's the education or the discount through suppliers, whatever. Everyone's got their reasons why they're doing the in the organization, but so many of them are just doing the bare minimum that I often have wondered, is it just because they aren't aware of what's available to them?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, again, you guys are kind of new, so you're probably going to be opposite of what I'm about to say. Most people go to the show. They go to the exact same vendors. They shake the exact same hands. They go out to the exact same dinners. They have the exact same drinks and expect, the organization to do something more for them, where if you're doing the minimum purchasing and it's only a fraction of the amount of business you're doing, maybe you're doing stuff outside the organization that you're not even aware that they do well.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a lot of rubies, but you sell them out of somebody else's, someone that's not part of the organization. Well, maybe there's 10 ruby suppliers that you're just not familiar with.
Right, sure.
So just to bring them strictly to your attention might be an incentive. So.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm excited
anyway.
For you. I'm excited
excited to have somebody on the inside now.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, Chad is mad at me. He's like, I don't like this. So. I loved it. It was hysterical.
Yeah, we'll take care of him.
So, but I also told him, I mean, that's you know, the cell phone that you guys have of mine, that's not the company cell phone. That's my cell phone. So
okay.
You have a question, even if it's an RDI question. I mean, I can't, you know, I can't circumvent the person that you're going to have. I'm lobbying for a gentleman. His name is Scott. He's been here for, I want to say, like, 16, 17 years. I mean, he's not new.
Yeah.
But he's got a funny, like, he'll love Chad's sense of humor, and he will do everything and anything he can to cater to you two. So, and if it's not the right mix, you know what? You just pick up the phone and say, hey, I think I need a different rep. But
yeah.
they're giving me the opportunity to try to handpick all the account members.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So they weren't too upset with you. They didn't kick you out the door immediately.
No, it was actually quite the opposite. Like, it's kind of, you know, I have to keep on telling them that, I'm not, you know, the running joke is I'm not divorcing you, I'm just going off to college.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Good for
you. Yeah.
You know,
proud of you.
Hard decisions to make, but
yeah.
I'm sure it'll be beneficial.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. But anyway, I didn't want to walk away without saying goodbye. But it's not a permanent goodbye because I'm sure I'll see you at the shows.
Okay,
yeah.
For sure. And then, are you going to be able to remotely in New York or?
Well, yeah, I'm in upstate New York. I'm in Rochester. Yeah, I while I was away at the RJO and the IJO show, my girlfriend turned my my daughter's old bedroom, which was teal, into like she. Stripped it down, painted it, redecorated it, and I mean it. When I close that door, I don't even realize I'm home.
Oh wow!
So
nice.
Yeah, yep. And then I'll what do you call it? Commute to Connecticut a couple times a month.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's only an hour. It's literally an hour flight. It's really easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay, well, I'm excited to catch up with you at the next show or prior
awesome.
To that. So.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, good. We're happy for you, Nick.
Oh, thank you. All right, well, I got to get going then.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.